In the book of Acts, chapter number 12. And I want to pick out a verse, and I know the way I preach, it's hard to know. But Stan, I know you honor the word of the Lord, and I appreciate that. That sometimes I don't know what kind of preaching you call it, but I'm going to preach this 12th chapter, you know, and I'm just going to preach a lot of it. And if you stand the whole time I'm reading, that's a lot. You may stand a lot. But now if you want to stand up once I get going, I'd be more than glad you stand the rest of the night if you want to. Hallelujah. I'm going to see if I can pick out a verse that I want to get your attention to and then see what happens. But the Bible said, verse 12, I'm going to go back and get the other if I don't forget. Verse 12 in the 12th chapter, and when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname is Mark, where many were gathered together praying. Now, I haven't read the previous part of this text, but the first part of this chapter is the reason they were praying. And now, while they were praying, there came a knock at the door. And as Peter knocked at the door, a damsel came to hearken named Rhoda. I want to preach tonight, if the Lord would help me, on the sound of revival. Amen. The sound of revival. Now these folks have been praying, and all of a sudden, they hear a knock at the door. Now, I don't know how you feel tonight, and I know that's a term that a lot of preachers, we use that to lead you into telling you how we feel. When we say we don't know how you feel, we're getting ready to enlighten you on how we feel. Now, I don't know how you feel tonight, amen, but I have heard a lot of things in this world lately, and a lot of news and a lot of sounds, amen, that I'm just tired of hearing, amen. How about you? But I tell you something I'm yearning for, I'm longing for, amen, and that is the sound of revival in our land. Praise God. Amen. I hope I can preach to you tonight. It won't take long if you'll help me. Amen. If I have to plow it out myself, it may take a while. Amen. But I want to preach and get this going. Amen. But I love this, you know, this knock at the door. These folks had gathered to pray because of some news they had heard. Amen. Now, the 12th chapter tells us, amen, that James, the brother of John, amen, Herod had captured him and had beheaded him and slew him by the sword. And so, naturally, it brought quite a discouragement, amen, upon the church world and the community. Amen. And brother and sister, you and I have heard enough, amen, of that type thing. Amen. That it is really depressed and discouraged. Amen. But notice what it did to this early church. Amen. It sent them. Amen. They heard again when this Herod, this devil, saw that it pleased the people. Even the Jewish people were pleased that this preacher had got his head cut off. And so he captured Peter, and he put him in prison with 16 soldiers guarding him. Amen. And thank God for Easter. He said, I'm gonna wait till after Easter, and then we're going to bring him out after everybody's cooled off a little, and we're going to have another spectacle, and we're going to see another preacher go down. Hallelujah. Come on now, I want to preach today if I can. Amen. And so that was the scenario as they in that waiting period. Amen. Waiting now. We had already heard some bad news. Amen. But now in that waiting period, they gather at John Mark's house. Amen. And have a prayer meeting. Praise God. Amen. And while they're seeking the Lord, and you know the story. It was a miraculous story. Amen. How that Peter lying over there in the jail, and I'm not going to go into all the detail, but how the angel touched him on the side. Amen. You know, we don't sometimes, amen, when we're seeking God, we don't see what God's doing. Amen. Down somewhere off behind the scene. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. But I can tell you this much. If you're praying, God's doing something. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to preach to you. I really want to preach to you tonight if I can. Amen. We need to hear the sound, amen, of revival. Amen. Sir, this world, amen, we've done some praying. There's been some praying going on right here at this little church house. Amen. And I tell you, amen, I would love right tonight. Brother Billy talked about a breakthrough. And brother, he would love to, amen, it broke through right then. I would have too. But brother, what we need is a breakthrough. Amen. We've heard the bad news, the sad news. Another preacher gone down. Another in backslid. Another in died. Another in compromise. Another apostate. Brother, we need to hear another sound. Amen. Come on now. And brother, they heard a sound of a knocking at the door. Oh, wouldn't it be wonderful? Amen. If we could hear that. Amen. Knocking at our door here tonight. Oh, come on now. Amen. The answer to our prayers. Amen. Knocking on the door. Who's been doing some praying? I want to know who in this house has been doing some praying. Amen. For revival. Amen. I want to say, listen. It seems like I can hear the sound, amen, of revival in this service tonight. Oh, hallelujah. I know where I'm at. Woo! Praise God, I want you to notice. Hallelujah. I know how, right here. Amen, I know how I'm feeling in my heart here tonight. I've got a little church down there in the mountains. Amen, and I'm praying for them. I love them. They're in my skin and in my blood. Amen. I want to see a revival. God, give me a revival. Amen. God has sent revivals through the years past. Amen. I think I still remember the sound. I still know what it sounds like. Amen. I still, amen, can remember what it sounded like when the church, in one accord, began to holler, praise the Lord, and hallelujah. Oh, come on now. Amen. Oh, that had prayers. Amen, would be answered tonight. And we'd hear that sound. Amen, of a revival. Amen, come on now. Amen, are we going to sit right through another meeting? Are we going to have revival? Hallelujah. Woo. I want you to listen. I'm going to move right on here in just a minute. Praise God. Just help me preach a little bit if you can. Praise God. That's what we've got to have. And I want you to notice, while they were gathered together, there was a knock at the door. What were they praying for? They were praying that Peter would be out of prison. Amen. I know, brother, you're feeling bad tonight. Maybe the Lord will heal you. The Lord will heal you right here. Wouldn't it be great, amen, if we hear that, amen, that victory sound. Amen. I believe that shout of the king in the camp. Amen. Come on now. We've heard enough old me's and old my's and dear lords. Amen. I'd like to hear a hallelujah. Amen. I'd like to hear some victory. I'd like to hear the answer of our prayer. Amen. Where's it at? Oh, somewhere. No, it's even right at the door. Hallelujah. The angel of the Lord touched him on the side and said, rise and gird thyself. Amen. Brother Peter was asleep. Amen. I don't know how he could do that. I can't hardly sleep and all's well. I sure wouldn't be sleeping much in the prison house, and I got to hurry on. Amen. But listen. Amen. He walked out. Amen. All those gates swung open. Amen. Come on now. All those gates swung open. He walked out. Amen. At those automatic doors and found himself in the street. And he considered it. And he said, now here I am in the street. Amen. And he said, I'm going to go up to John Mark's house. And he went up there and came to the door. And he began to knock on the door. Amen. Those folks in there seeking God in fervent prayer. And brother, that's how revival comes to the door. I wish somebody say amen. Amen. I said, how? That's how. Amen. Come on. I feel this on my heart. Brother, we're not going to have revival until somebody has a prayer meeting. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. I tell you, we're not going to have revival until somebody has a prayer meeting. I know we've had defeats in the past. I know James is buried. I know we didn't get him prayed out. But brother, that doesn't mean we're going to throw up our hands and quit. I know God, it seemed like, hasn't answered your last prayer. But brother, keep on praying. Hallelujah! I believe prayer will bring the answer to the door. Y'all stay with me now. God bless your sweethearts. Hey, I want to preach to you if I can. I believe it. Amen. But I want you to notice, while they were praying, they heard this sound at the door. And Rhoda went to see, amen, and to hearken at the door. And I think that means she went and said, who's there? Who's there? It was Peter's voice. Now listen, you got to listen. You'll miss revival if you're not careful. Who's at the door? It's me, Rhoda. It's Peter. Woo! Peter's at the door. And she took around, the Bible said, for joy, she took off and didn't even open the door. Huh? She took off back in there and she came in and said, there's all praying and seeking God, and this little girl ran in. Amen. And they were so intent on praying that they said, hey, you, come. You, whoa, bleed. I tell you what, brother, I wish somebody gets shook up like that in here tonight. Instead of that old, pray for me, I can't hardly make it because I ain't hardly got it, hallelujah. Oh, I ain't trying to belittle nobody. Brother, I've called in church a few times. I didn't hardly feel like opening an eyelid either. Amen. Come on now. Amen. But I'll tell you what. Amen. I hear something at the door. It's the sound of a revival. Hey, I'm not just here bluffing with you. I tell you, we've been seeking God. Amen. Come on now. And I hear a knock at the door. Amen. I wish somebody get excited and say, I think I hear revival at the door. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, yeah, I know we're sitting here, and I know some don't feel good, some ain't good. Amen. Some don't know what's coming on, and we've got a battle. I fought the devil all day long. I don't say that in pity. Amen. I won the victory over him. I got it right here tonight. I know it's a fight. Amen. But in the midst of it all, I can hear revival. Hey, it's knocking at the door. I believe it now. I tell you, if it catches fire, brother, listen to me. I'm serious as I can be. If it catches fire tonight, you give me 24 hours. Amen. Come on. If it gets to burning, I'll be here tomorrow night. Give me 24 hours to go home. Amen. Come on now. Amen. And button down the hatches. Amen. Pull on a little fire. We're going to have revival. I wish somebody say amen. Amen. You say, what do you hear? Oh, yeah, I hear the news. I hear the news from Iraq. Amen. 5 more soldiers died today. Amen. Or yesterday. Amen. I've heard the news. Amen. From Washington. Amen. Hillary. Amen. Is up to no good. I've heard the news. I wish y'all help me preach a little bit. I've heard the news from the nominal church world. Amen. They compromised and let down the standard. But it seems like I hear something. Amen. That's a drowning out of the negative news. And it's a knock at the door. And it's the answer to prayer. I hear the sound of revival at the door. She heard his voice. It sounded like Peter's voice. Brother, Can I tell you something in front of this crowd? I may forget it when it's all over. You know the struggle you've been going through? I'll tell you something. It seems real simple, but I feel like telling you. Amen. The God I'm talking about tonight is an expert at that kind of thing. And I'll tell you what I found. He's the only one that is. But I'll tell you, he is an expert. Praise God, Brother Kyle. Can you say amen over here? I said he's an expert. Amen. At that trial, amen, that Satan uses to afflict the men of God. I've been down that road. Are you listening to me? I said I've been down that road. It ain't really something, amen, you can lay your hand on or cut out or rub salve on. It's got to go deeper than that. You got to go down to the gates of hell and shake the bars. Amen. Come on now. And there's only one can do that. And that's the Son of God. Hallelujah! And we've been praying, and now I'm hearing something at the door. I hear a voice. It sounds like the very thing I've been praying about. She goes in and wakes up the prayers and shakes up the prayers. And here's what they said. You're mad. You're mad. You don't know what you're talking about. Yes, I just heard the voice. Peter is out, and I'm going to tell you how to solve this dilemma. Open the door. Maybe it is. Maybe it ain't. Maybe it is. Maybe it ain't. He'll be gone home if you don't open the door. Let's just get this door open and see if it's to answer our prayer. All of them other doors, Brother Kendall, Peter had escaped. They just opened up like remote control. But this one, he's not knock on it. Because there's a praying church inside that's had their faith all stomped around on. And they're having a little trouble believing. Amen. That the answer to their prayer is standing at the door. They said it's his angel. And Rhoda had a time. There may be one Rhoda in here tonight. Anybody here named Rhoda? There may be one Rhoda in here tonight that says they ain't believing it, but I declare it sounds like Peter to me. You ever slip up beside somebody and they're praying, for you? Boy, it makes you feel good. I'll tell you what happened to me the other day. An old boy came. He needed it so bad. I was praying for him, Charlie Ward. He was trying to get a hold of God. And I was praying, God help Charlie. God help Charlie. I done that for about 15 minutes. And then I slipped up. And I said, God help Randy. And I thought, well, I said, Randy, I'm praying for Charlie here. And I thought, no, Randy needs it as bad as Charlie does. Huh? They've been in there praying, oh God, deliver Peter out of the prison house. Oh God, deliver everybody in unison. Come on, help me pray. Oh God, deliver Peter out of prison. Oh, I hear something faintly. Amen. Easing in on our prayer. What is that noise I hear? Oh, keep praying. Oh God. Amen. Deliver. Seem like, amen, I can hear a little something. Amen. I guess Rhoda was closest to the door, and she overheard through the din of the praying and the begging and the pleading. She heard the answer, hallelujah, and she brought a report. Amen, they've not killed Peter. He's up there talking and walking and breathing and living. If we can get this door open, we can have a jubilee. Hallelujah. Y'all, as the old saying goes, y'all ain't getting this yet. I ain't about to back off this, you. I ain't about to. I'm just going to keep listening. Sound like his voice. Would you know his voice? Would you know revival if it knocked at your door? Would you know revival if it spoke to you? These preachers preach so much faith and victory here today. I thought, my Lord, what are they trying to do? Get us to believe in God or something? What are they trying to get us to believe? We don't need nothing but God. God can get it done. What are they trying? And the Bible said, good news from a far country is like what? Cold waters to a thirsty soul. You come in here tonight, you don't really need to hear the stock market report. Huh? Gross national product. Gross. You really don't need to hear, amen, any more bad news for this little period of time. You need to hear some good news. You need to hear the answer at the door. You need to have your faith and courage. Praise God. Amen. They opened that. Are you helping me preach a little bit? Amen. I feel like preaching to you a little bit here. Amen. Tonight, you see, after prayer, it's always after prayer that we hear the answer at the door. Amen. We can do a lot of things after we prayed, but we can do nothing till we prayed. Oh, hallelujah. If you say, let's get this praying business over, we need to pray till the knock comes. Are you helping me preach? Hey, where's sister? Where's sister? Where's your daughter? Praying for the Holy Ghost. Woo, feel this right here now. I'm telling you, amen, the Holy Ghost is promised to those that are born again and cleaned up by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I believe this young lady is definitely here. Are you hearing me now? Amen. She may have got through last night. I don't know. She may have the Holy Ghost. I don't know. Amen. But I want to tell you this. Amen. God wants you to be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. Amen. Come on now. Amen. He's at the door knocking. I can hear the door. I can hear the knock at the door. Amen. We prayed. We've lost some battles in the past. But the war ain't over. Hallelujah. I can hear him out there now. I'm going to preach a little bit more. I'll tell you, the world is dying. The brother preached about Paul and Silas singing from the prison house. What kind of sound was that? It was the sound of revival right in the jailhouse. I believe somebody can get the Holy Ghost here tonight. We need to pray till we hear the sound of revival. Hallelujah. There's a scripture here in the chapter of Nehemiah that talks about the dedication of the wall. It says at the end of all the labor, end of all the toil, the end of the fighting, the sword and the trowel, at the end of the labor, amen, Nehemiah dedicates the wall. And this is what it said. That day they offered great sacrifice and rejoiced. For God had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives and the children rejoiced. Listen to this. So that the joy of Jerusalem was heard even afar off. Woo, hallelujah. Some old boy out there in the field of plowing corn. Amen. Hears this noise coming over the hill. What is that? Amen. I'll tell you what it is. It's the sound of revival. Hallelujah. The wall is up. The work is done. God prevailed. The enemy has fled. And it's time to rejoice. Amen. I hear the sound coming across. Amen. The hill. Always somebody say amen. Brother, we need revival. We've got our doctrine down. We've got our wall built. Amen. We're back in the way the Lord wants. Now all that's left, amen, is to rejoice and hear the sound. Amen. Hear the sound of revival. I wish somebody would say praise the Lord. But this sound did not come until the work was done, till the labor was done. Amen. Till the sword was used and the trowel was done and the rocks laid in place and every man filled the breach in the wall. And then it was time for revival. I believe that, don't you? Give me a few more minutes here. I want to preach to you tonight. I feel the Lord in this. After prayer meeting, after that work of building that wall, amen. I love that, and you know where I'm going here. But I love, amen, what Elijah told Ahab. Amen. After the Baal worshipers had been defeated, after the fire of God had fell, after the man of God, amen, he looked at Ahab and he said to this world, you better get in your chariot because I hear something. Amen, I don't hear a thing. You hear anything? I don't hear anything. Elijah said, I hear something. What is it? I hadn't been any rain for 3.5 years. And he said, I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Come on now. Amen. I know everybody in here ain't sanctified. Amen. You'd have to have a small crowd to get a total sanctified crowd. Amen. But I want to tell you this right now. There's enough of us in here that's been a praying. Hey, come on now. But you're not going to hear that sound until you go to the showdown. Amen. In Mark and Mount Carmel. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? I said, listen. Will you show up at the showdown? Amen. And tell the Lord whose side you're on. Amen. Tell the world whose side you're on. You say, I'd love to hear the sound. Amen. Come on now. If we'll be on the Lord's side, we can hear the sound of an abundance of rain. When's the last time? Drip. That's annoying. Drip. Drip. That's the Chinese torture treatment. Drip. 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 Go to church, try to get you a nap, and drip. I mean, you know what I mean. Drip. How annoying. Drip. That's what we get a lot of times when we haven't prayed, we haven't dedicated, we haven't consecrated. All we hear is drip. Somebody get up and fix that. Preacher gets up, adjusts his glasses, fixes his mic. Drip. Y'all, he's sitting out there. I tell you what, I'm tired of that drip, drip, drip. I'd like to get to the sound of an abundance. I hear it. I hear it. Brother, it changed the countenance of this whole crowd. If they'd be sitting here like they are, so nonchalant, some of them not so nonchalant, and all of a sudden, I hear it too. Look out at the world. We need to go out to the world. I said, boy, you better saddle up. Why? Something's getting ready to happen. Heard that all my life. Well, Ahab did have enough confidence in him. He said, this guy's been right every time so far. He got up in the chariot and took off. Huh? And old Elijah outrun him. Woo! Singing in the rain. Huh? Praise God. I wish somebody would say amen. Praise God. We need a revival. We don't just need another meeting where everybody dresses up real cute and comes and sees how everybody's doing. We need a move of God. Brother, we need more than just a shower. Just a, amen. Come on now. Woo! Feel the Lord coming on me now. Amen. I want to tell you something. Amen. I was raised out on an old mountain farm. And brother, there's a lot of wonderful things out there. One of my favorite things, you mentioned today, we had a tin roof on that little old four room with a lean-to kitchen on the back. Amen. We had a tin roof on that. And in the summertime, I could tell, amen, I love to hear that rain on that roof. That's right. I could tell just about it. I have no arthritis. But I'd be out there playing. Amen. And I could just feel it in the air. Amen. And I'd look over at those silver maples and they'd turn their bellies up getting ready for a bath. Hallelujah. Huh? And I'd look at that and I'd feel that. I could smell that in the air. How many knows what I'm talking about? I don't know exactly what it was. Amen. It might have been where the rain off in the distance had already settled the dust. And I was smelling that on the air. Amen. And I love to hear that. And there may have been many times I headed for the barn. Amen. And I'd outrun old barefooted boy. I'd leap over the rail fence, out through the slats. Amen. Out through that white clover. I'd make a beeline for that barn. Where are you going, crazy boy?
I'm going to get in that barn loft. I hear the rain coming. Oh, hallelujah. I make me a dive into that hay, and them big old drops would drop on that tin roof. And after a while, I couldn't tell one drop from another. And after a while, it didn't matter. Hallelujah. That's what we need in here. We need a move of God who can hear the sound of an abundance of rain. About to shout now. Send the rain like rain on the mown grass. I remember my mama had them pink roses. You feel like shouting yet? I'd like to preach good enough to you shout, and we'll close the meeting. Hallelujah. Huh? My mama had that old pink rose bush there by the road, dirt road. I lived at the end of the state maintained, right past the state maintained sign. And back then, state maintained didn't mean a whole lot. An old muddy dirt road, no gravel, potholes, narrow, crooked. Huh? But right there by the side of the road, Mama had that pink rose bush. And for days in that summertime, that traffic, we just had one farmer live but down, but that dust would settle on them roses. And there, you could tell it was a rose bush, but the dust had settled on it and drooped them roses' heads down and just a dusty old mess. But, brother, when that rain would come through, amen, and wash them roses would jump up and holler, hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I could walk by, I could smell the aroma coming. That's all you need. Why, your pastor probably thinks you're plumb backslid. Amen. And you may be. Amen. But it might be you just need a good rain. Hallelujah. Amen. I've had meetings, Brother Prescott, where I've seen folks get out in the aisle. It's been so long, I thought they'd had a heart attack or something. And they come out, and I thought, what? Oh, they're worshiping God. Woo, caught me off guard there for a minute. Hey, some of y'all, it's been so long since you took the jerks in the Holy Ghost. If you went to jerking, we'd call 911. Well, they come in here and they wouldn't know which one to get first. Hallelujah. I wish somebody say, man, we need a Holy Ghost move. It seemed like, you may think I've lost my marbles, but it seemed like I heard somebody knocking on the door. You may think I've lost it, but it seems like I hear a sound of joy coming across the hill. You may think I'm a fanatic, but it seems like I hear the sound of an abundance of rain. Would you recognize it if you heard it? There's a guy I read about one time. Y'all stay with me just 5 more minutes. I read about an old guy one time. He was working. He's on a farm, family farm. And he was out there working. He was a worker. He worked long hours that day. He's a hard worker, faithful to work. And as he was headed toward the house one day, dusty and tired and wore our slap out, he headed up to the house and he heard something. He couldn't remember ever hearing anything quite like it. And one of his men that was hired there on the farm was going by and he said, "Hey, yeah, what's this sound I hear coming from up at the big house?" "Oh, you don't know? Well, that's music. 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 Up at Daddy's house? Yeah. And dancing. They're dancing. Dancing. Me out here working and them dancing? What's the deal?" "Well, you haven't heard? That's rejoicing. They're praising the Lord." "Why?" "Well, your brother that was lost, he come home today, and his daddy, your dad had us kill that fat calf you had out there fattening that calf up, and they're having them a hula-baloo time out there. They're shouting, 'You ought to watch your daddy out there on the porch. It's a dancing up a storm.'" They was having revival, and
He didn't even recognize the sound. Is that where you're at? Is that where you're at? Oh, you're a hard worker. But it might be time to lay the hoe down and dance a little. Might do you some good. Well, you could start out with a smile if it don't break nothing. Hallelujah. I tell you, this world is listening. They don't want to hear somebody's got the same troubles they got. They want to hear a little different tune. They don't want to hear that old sad song. Twangy, hangy, twang, twang. They want to hear, I hear the rain. I hear the sound. I hear the knocking. Are y'all about there? Are you about that? Can you hear it? Listen. Oh, it's for a minute I thought I heard rain. Listen, that rain is a type of the Spirit. It's a type of victory and blessing and the mercy of God. Huh? Have you heard it? How long has it been since you heard it? Huh? Listen. Listen. Help me now with this. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Oh, that's where we need it to come from. You can listen to CNN and just get depressed nearly to jump in the river. Huh? You can listen to Fox and make up your own opinion. Is that what they say? How does that go? I can't remember how that goes. It's something about we report, you decide. And I've decided. I don't like the report. Huh? But then we can hear a sound. We're getting a bulletin from another world. What's it sound like? Suddenly there was a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind. What's it say next? What's it say next? Huh? It filled. What filled the house? What filled the house? Huh? What did it say? It said, and there came a sound from heaven as a mighty rushing wind and filled the house. There came a sound from heaven as a wind and filled the house. I'd like for that sound to fill this house. Amen. The sound of revival. The sound of an answer. Not a prayer request, but a prayer answered. Amen. Come on now. Woo! I feel like we can have revival. I hear the rain. I hear the joy. I hear the singing. I hear the shouting. I hear the wind. I hear revival. And they heard them afar off. They heard them singing, and the prisoners heard. I'll tell you what. I wish I was a preacher tonight. I'm going to tell you. I don't know how many people I've seen get the Holy Ghost. It's been hundreds of people. Maybe more than that. I don't know how many have seen it. 30 years of preaching. I mean, I've been in meetings where 25 and 30 get it in two or three nights. And I got the Holy Ghost. Six people got the Holy Ghost. I didn't know nothing about it. I just knew about one. Just ordinary service until all of a sudden I heard a sound from heaven. Oh, I know how the charismatics do. They teach you to speak in tongues. My brother-in-law called me one time. He went to a charismatic church. I never could really get him to see wholeness. He come close to seeing eternal security when they talked to him. But he got to that charismatic church, and it worried him. And he called me. He said, "Now I know you've got it." But he just didn't want all I had. He just didn't want the Holy Ghost. He didn't want the rest of it. But he said, "I want you to tell me if it's right." Said I went up there and said they told me to repeat after them, and they said some kind of unusual words real fast and told me to repeat them. And I said, "How you get the Holy Ghost?" Oh, come on. I just ain't into that practicing the Holy Ghost. No. And I'll tell you right now, I ain't in on that praise and worship team stuff either. I'll just let you know that right now. Because there have been times when I was a kid and they picked teams and I didn't get picked. And that's one team I want to be on right there. And I'd be afraid that some good singer wouldn't pick me. And I'd have to sit there like some of y'all done tonight. And I don't want to do that. I'm going to do the praise and the worship if I go to church, whether I'm on the team or not. Hallelujah. Huh? Praise God, because the Lord saved me, and I just ain't going to work. Amen. And that charismatic church in our country on Wednesday night, they had a dance practice. Can you believe that? Now, I believe in dancing in the Holy Ghost, but I believe you do it like in speaking in tongues, as the Spirit gave utterance. I believe it's the Spirit gives the dance. Hallelujah. I believe in it. But I ain't for no put on, no sham. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can see this young lady get the Holy Ghost tonight if we can hear that sound from heaven. Amen. Come on now. You won't have to repeat after me. You just have to let the Holy Ghost have His way. I believe in it. I heard the sound. I've already heard the sound. And I know it's real. Hallelujah. Oh, Elijah had to send that servant out 7 times, but he'd already heard it. Have you heard it? Have you heard the sound of revival? Brother, his brother's on the evangelistic sawdust trail. Brother, I'll tell you what, my heart goes out to you. Don't let me discourage you. But if you can do anything else, you ought to do it. Huh? You hear what I'm saying? But I'm going to tell you what, if you can hear that sound, it don't matter who's for you, who's against you. It don't matter if you got a fifth wheel, three wheel, two wheel, or one wheel runs off. Huh? I wish somebody would say amen. If you can hear the sound. I hear it. I hear it tonight. You got it? You see, you just don't have no troubles. I can't believe you said that. I do have troubles. Bad news, that cell phone. Do you think the devil's in that? I need to think about that. I felt like pitching that in the river a few times. If I just wasn't wanting to stay in touch with everybody, you know? But you pastor the church, and we don't have a big old, great old, big old crowd. If I get very many more, I'm going to have a breakdown, I think. I can't hardly keep up with what I got. You get them calls. You think the odds are in my favor? I'm going to hear some good news for you. Huh? But listen, through the midst of it all, some of you have been so disappointed. Like old Job, somebody leaves the house and nothing's coming up on the porch. Your children are dead. Your cattle's dead. Huh? The old Job done heard another sound. He said, "The Lord give us. And the Lord take it away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." He said, "We've enjoyed the good things God has given us, so we're not going to enjoy the or take the evil too." What was it? He said, "I know my Redeemer." He hears that sound coming across the hill. "I know my Redeemer liveth, and He will stand at a latter day." I done heard the sound. I've heard the sound of revival. That's why I'm preaching. I'm not just maintaining, holding my position, holding it as it is. I'm looking for revival. Somebody say amen. Stand all over the house. Hallelujah. How many believe what I preach tonight? All right, I'll tell you what. It's crowded in here, but I'll tell you, I'd like for all of you that need revival in your soul. Well, ain't room for all of us. You need the Holy Ghost. You need to get saved. You need to get sanctified from this world. And not necessarily in that order. You need to get to this altar tonight. And you need to pray that you hear the knocking, the rain, the rejoicing. That old elder brother wouldn't even go in the house. I'm ready for some good news. How about you? I hear it right now. Bow your heads with me just a minute. I wonder who's in this house. Will raise your hand and say, I need the baptism of the Holy Ghost right now. Raise your hand. How many's in this house that's lost without God? And you say, preacher, I'm just without the Lord. I need to hear some good news for a change. Anybody like that in this house? How many needs the victory? How many needs the victory over the world, over the devil? Huh? I tell you what, they're going to come and sing. They're going to sing us one, and we're going to come, and we're going to pray till we hear revival. I already hear it. We just need to get this door open and let you look right in the face of the answer to your prayer. That's what we need. Come on. Woo!